Now read just these two verses from Isaiah 43, and then Baluki is going to come up and share with us. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who transformed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Baluki, we welcome you, and we ask God to bless that you've got to bring us this morning.
Amen. Let's just pray and commit the time to the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. The entrance of your word brings light. And we pray that the light would shine on our understanding and that our hearts will be set on flame and that faith would arise at the preaching and the hearing of your word. For I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we have this passage today taken from Isaiah 43 verses 1 to 2. And although this passage was spoken to Israel, I believe that it can be an analogy for our lives. So waters could represent something that you're passing through, something that you feel out of depth, troubles which seem like they're rising up all around you. The rivers, that could represent those things that are really sweeping us away, seeming to be rushing, coming from every angle, every direction. You've heard the expression, it never rains, but it pours, you know, and it doesn't just pour and rain. Sometimes the thunder comes at the same time. And oftentimes we seem like we're spinning plates, doing from one thing to the next. And the fire in this passage can relate to those things which are too hot to handle, those extreme things, those traumatic things, those tragic things, things where you feel that it's too much, it's too many. How on earth will I cope? There are three things that I feel our passage is wanting to share with us today. First of all, the point is that you are to remember you are a child of God. Because as soon as he says, do not fear, he says, I have redeemed you. I have redeemed you. And if we remember that we are children of God, that is something we can hold on to. We can use that as a badge, as a beacon of hope. It's really powerful if we would just grasp that we belong to God, then that changes everything. You and I are not fair game to the enemy. You know, the enemy cannot just do what he wants to do with us because we are children of the Most High God. I went on a mission trip to Bedford. And we didn't know this, but we had planned to go out into the town square to evangelize. And that same day, Prince Charles was visiting to open something. I don't even know what he was opening. But I believe it was orchestrated by God because it got all the crowds there. So there were people for us to evangelize. And we led a number of people to the Lord that day. But all that to say is that Prince Charles was not fair game to the homeless person on the street. And the homeless person didn't think, you know what, I think I'm just going to go and hit that. Who does he think he is? Give him a bit of a whack. Because Prince Charles came with his entourage. And even though you can't see it, you have an entourage. The Bible says that he will give his angels charge concerning you, and they will bear you up lest you dash your foot against a stone. You are not fair game. You are a child of God. You have been redeemed. You are his. He says, you are mine. I have called you by your name. God's got your name. God has got your name. Why should you be afraid? Fear not. Remember that you're a child of God. Paul says in Romans 8:38-39, I am fully persuaded that nothing can separate me from the love of God. He goes on to say, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor fears for today. There's a whole list of things that he says cannot separate him for this love that is in God. And I think that sometimes we need to develop our own list. That was Paul's list. This was someone who'd been shipwrecked. He'd been stoned. He'd been left for dead. And after all that he'd been through, he could say, I'm fully persuaded that nothing's going to separate me from loving God or from God loving me. So I had a little bit of a stab. And mine would read, I'm fully persuaded that neither divorce, nor being in severe debt, nor them foreclosing on my mortgage, nor cancer, nor rejection, nor relationship breakdown, nor secondary cancer, nor persistent stomach or digestive issues, nor COVID, nor lockdown, nor social distancing can separate me from God's love. He loves me and I love him, and nothing is ever going to break that. So I don't need to fear. And sometimes the enemy comes at you with all kinds of things, like the waters are seeming to overflow you. But fear not, you are a child of God, and nothing can separate you and stop you from being a child of God. So I do encourage you to go home and to write your list. What have you come through? What have you come through? What have you had to battle through? And just say that actually it doesn't matter what, like Job said. And he'd come through so much, lost his children, lost his businesses, lost his health, was covered in boils. And he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And sometimes we need to get to that position and through the pain and gritted teeth say, no, I'm still a child of God. The psalmist says, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil. Just because we are children of God doesn't mean that hard times aren't going to come our way. But we can remember we're a child of God. And the second thing he says is, God is with you. I am with you. He said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Fear tries to get us to live in the valley of the shadow of death. Tries to get us to stay there. So that, you know, it's appropriate to grieve. If you've had a loss, it's appropriate to grieve. But you don't stay in that grief. You know, it's the process. You allow God to comfort your heart and you pass through. We are not like everybody else. When you see those statistics and the figures going up of COVID and infections and all of that, I'm not saying throw away your masks and just go around hugging everybody. No. But don't fear. Don't let fear in. Because fear knocks at all of our hearts. You know, it's a natural response sometimes to things that are going on. But we don't have to say, well, come on in, sit down, have a cup of tea, and start to stew on that. You know, we say, no, not today, thank you. Yeah, how many people get salespeople knocking on their doors and you quite firmly say, no, thank you, I'm not buying that today. Well, it's the same with fear. No, thank you. We're not going to fear today. Why? Because God is with me and I am a child of God. Okay. Moving on. Fear tries to stop us being our true self. It stops us asking the right questions. It tries to stop us, you know, even just acknowledging what's around us. It tries to stop us doing the right thing. And when the Bible says, fear not, it doesn't mean that you won't ever fear, because fear is a reaction, as I've just said. But when those feelings start to bubble up within you, that is time for you to take a moment and to choose how you're going to respond. Tune in to the spirit within you. That spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That word in Greek in 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but it's interpreted cowardice or timidity. God hasn't given us the spirit of cowardice or timidity. We are to go in the strength that we have. And when you think of all the heroes of the Bible, we think of Moses. He was afraid, but he didn't say, I'm afraid. He just said, well, I'm not really eloquent at speaking, and well, you know, they're looking for me. And he gave lots of different excuses. And that's, to me, is fear trying to disguise itself. And sometimes, you know, there are reasons why we can't do certain things, but we need to just face up to our fears. If you think of Gideon, Gideon was hiding away from the enemy. And he didn't say, I'm a bit afraid, that's why I'm in here. He was like, well, I'm the least in my family, that's why I'm in this situation. And God said to him, go in the strength that you have. And my message to you today is that whatever you're fearing, you just need to go, even though you're feeling that fear. You know, do it anyway. Anybody that has ever done anything great in life has had to get over that hurdle of fear. The longest journey starts with the first step. I've recently applied for a job, and I've been retired for 18 months, so applying for a job. There was a lot of fear involved, because I don't really want to give up retirement and all those sorts of things, but I just had to say, well, you know what? I'm going to do it. Because what if they don't give it to me? What if they reject me? And that's that fear of rejection. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway, because I believe that is what God is leading me to do. And I feel that the challenge for us this morning is to face up to our fears. Maybe there's been somewhere you're putting off going because fear of COVID. Well, yeah, take the necessary precautions, but do it anyway. Do it anyway. Get prayed up, you know, pray about it, but do it anyway, because you're a child of God. God is with you. And then in our scriptures that we read today, do what Hezekiah did. Now, the king of Assyria, whose name I'm not going to pronounce either, he's just the king of Assyria, had sent a boasting letter. Don't think you can count on your God to save you from me. Don't you know what I did to this village and what I did to that? I am almighty, you know, you're not going to do anything. And you know, he wrote it down, you know what I mean? He wrote it down and sent that letter. And do you know what Hezekiah did? He took that letter, he went out and he spread it, went to the temple of God, he spread it before God and said, God, this is what the king of Assyria is saying. What do we do? And that's the third point, give it to God. So if there is something that you're afraid to do, if there is something that is causing you anxiety when you see the news figures and the stats going up, give it to God. Say, these are what the stats say, but God, you are with me. But God, you are with me. Okay, give it to God. And what happens at the end of the day? God said, don't worry, Hezekiah, that king isn't coming in here. He's not even going to shoot an arrow over here. And God sent his angels. Well, went in the camp, they woke up, loads of dead bodies everywhere. The king went back to where he come from, and his own sons went in and killed him. Well, we don't know how God is going to do what he's going to do in your lives, but he's going to do something. As you bring it to God, in Isaiah 41:10, he says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. So whatever it is, we don't know how God is going to work it out. We don't know when the feelings of pain or loss or heartache will subside. We don't know when our loved ones or the situation that you're believing God for will turn around. That's why we need faith. We need faith. And like Job, declare that it doesn't matter what it looks like, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. There is a due season coming if you do not lose heart. There is a due season coming if you do not lose heart. Resist the enemy and he will flee from you, it is written in James 4:7. But what comes before that is that we should submit ourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. As we are submitted, just as Hezekiah was submitted and laid out that letter before God, he submitted himself to God. God, I'm in your hands. And God was able to turn around the situation. As our opening scripture says, the waters and the rivers of life will not overflow us. And those fiery trials of life, they will not burn us or consume us. So what are the three things? One, I am a child of God. Two, God is with me. And three, give it to God. And as we do so, we will see amazing things happen. Things will turn around. You'll get to 12 months from here and look back and thinking, wow, how did I come through that valley of the shadow of death? So I want you to stand with me, and we're just going to declare a few things over our lives. Do stand to your feet. Okay. And yeah, actually, before we do declare, I am a child of God, I'm going to give everybody opportunity to make sure we are all children of God. Okay. So if you've never, ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I would like to take the opportunity to extend that invitation to you. I was raised as an Anglican and had been going to church for a long time, and nobody ever told me that actually you do need to pray a prayer and ask God to be your Lord and Savior, and that's how you become a child of God. And so I did that when I was 21, having been going to church for a very long time. So I'm just going to, everybody, bow your heads. We're not going to be looking around. So if you would like to give your heart to the Lord, if you would like to invite Jesus to become your Lord and Savior, just give me an indication. Raise your hand. And then we will pray that prayer. Okay. The other thing that is important as well is baptism in the Holy Spirit for all the children of God. He promises that he would send another who is the Holy Spirit. We can't live this Christian life without the Holy Spirit empowering us. So if you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, again, just give an indication if you would like to pray that prayer. And we'll all pray it with you. Don't worry, it won't be a single voice that's standing out. Okay. Okay, and then going on, then we will say, let's pray and just declare. Have a situation in mind, something where you've been a bit hesitant to do, something you've been thinking of, but you've given yourself excuses why you haven't done it yet. Have that in mind, and as you have it in mind, declare with me. I'm going to say a few things, and then I want you to declare with me. Dear God. Okay, declare with me. After me, I say, Dear God. I thank you that I am your child. I am a child of God. And I declare that you are with me. And Lord, I bring this situation to you. I lay it out before you. And I ask you to take full control. In Jesus' name. So just take a few minutes just to bring that situation to God in your heart. Just pray that prayer. Whatever the situation is, just turn it over. Imagine yourself laying out that letter before God. Amen.